Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
So welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On this special Colorado update, we have a team of people from the that are supporting a Pikes Peak Community College grant from the DoD Office of Economic Adjustment. And it's a grant for cybersecurity. So they're going to talk about what that involves, but and need some help from the community. So, but to introduce everybody, we have, first of all, Gretchen Bliss, who is the cybersecurity director at Pikes Peak Community College. She'll be taking the lead on explaining what we're doing here. We have a Vincent Persichetti, who is a retired master sergeant and the director of cybersecurity programs at the Economic Development Committee here in Colorado Springs. And also a Daniel Spector, who is the principal and co-founder at Simon Everett. And they're gonna be supporting this effort. So I will let them all kind of go through. I'll pass the baton to you, Gretchen. Tell us about what or who you are, a little bit about what this is doing, and pass then down and probably to Vincent after that. Good, but welcome today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate your time and your attention to this issue. I work with Pikes Peak Community College, and I am developing their cyber program writ large in order to be certified through CAHEY. And part of doing that, we've applied for a grant, Pikes Peak Community College, in conjunction with the Office of Economic Development, to really explore this issue of cybersecurity across the community. So I'll talk a little more about that, but I want to introduce Vinny and Daniel and their role in this.
Good morning, Gretchen. Thanks. And good morning, Chris. I appreciate that. So I'm Vinny Persichetti from the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. I'm a retired Chief Master Sergeant, retired out of the Air Force this past August and joined the Chamber in September specifically to lead this project. And we contracted with an analytics research firm out of the D.C. area that has significant experience in working with DOD grants from the Office of Economic Adjustment specifically on cybersecurity. And the principal for that group is Daniel Spector, who's on the call. Daniel, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, good morning, and thanks again, Chris, for hosting us this morning. As Vinny mentioned, we are a consultancy based in the D.C. area. We specialize in applying purposeful project design and subject matter expertise to answer key questions, inform critical decisions, and develop actionable plans. We specialize in strategic planning, research, and analysis on a range of issues, from technology to defense to economic development. We do a lot of work with the cybersecurity economy. We've worked in other states and parts of the world analyzing the digital economy and the key ingredients necessary to cultivate a cybersecurity ecosystem. And so we're very happy to be working here with the Chamber and EDC and with Pikes Peak Community College to assess and help inform a strategic plan for the cybersecurity economy in Colorado Springs. So it's a very exciting project, and we're looking forward to talking with you, Chris, and with your listeners about this today.
Well, great. Thanks for joining. So, Gretchen, give us an explanation of what this project consists of and what your thoughts are for moving forward.
Certainly, Chris. What our big view on this is Pikes Peak Community College has kind of gotten out in the community over the last year and a half to explore what cybersecurity means to the region. And in so doing, we've discovered that there's a lot of issues that we'd like to look into a little more deeply. So we applied for this grant, again, in coordination with the Chamber and the Office of Economic Development, to explore and maybe look at an actual cybersecurity strategic plan for the region. As part of our education lane that we're in, obviously, there's a lot of opportunity, specifically with NSA offering the Center of Academic Excellence for two-year schools. And so part of the grant is also to make sure that Pikes Peak Community College joins you at CPU joins Regis and joins UCCS, the four-year schools in the area that have that certification already, so that we can tie our programs together and be more deliberate about cybersecurity and how we're teaching and filling the workforce. Because obviously our big goal is to make sure that the workforce is out there. So that's a little bit on the scope. Vinny can talk a little more specifically about breaking down that strategy and some other elements that are included in that.
All right. Well, let's take a break real quick, though. We'll hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back to hear more about this program and what the needs are for the community.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back. We're talking to Vinny, Gretchen, and Daniel about the DOD Office of Economic Adjustment Grant in Colorado Springs, where they're going to be doing a little bit of work here to define, understand, and develop the local Colorado economy as it relates to cybersecurity and make a path for how we can really grow this area, and especially with the education area. So, Gretchen, you were given a brief overview of the program right before the break. I'll turn it back over to you, and you can introduce and direct whoever you want to in the different areas that we want to talk about today.
Thank you, Chris. Just to go into a little bit more detail on the Pikespeak Community College portion of this grant, the specific things that we've been pursuing under this certification is making sure that we have programs that align with the National Institute of Standards and Technology Workforce Framework. So we've been working with that as well with the community and the industry, as well as surveying the industry to make sure that our program meets the needs of the employment sector in our community. And so we've integrated that into all of our planning for our degree, as well as into how Pikespeak Community College is going to engage to develop internships and apprenticeships, which, as you know, is very important for this area of cybersecurity, and hopefully be certified by May of this year. So the rest of it, where we go into the strategy, Vinny, if you wouldn't mind, maybe describe the elements of that a little bit more specifically.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Gretchen. And again, thanks, Chris, for hosting us this morning. So within the chamber and EDC, we are executing along three different paths. The first one is a military separation skills analysis. So we're taking a look at the approximately 600 military members a month that we have transitioning out of the service to determine what type of cybersecurity skills, training, and experience they have. Now, we know across the spectrum of all military members, that's going to be fairly basic. All military members take a Cybersecurity 100 annual CBT, so they have a basic understanding of cybersecurity. But there are pockets within the Air Force and within the Army who work specifically within cybersecurity, the realm of cybersecurity. And we want to capture those different MOSs and AFSCs, identify what type of training requirements they have, certifications, experience, and so forth. And that will all go into a study, which we will use to help the local cybersecurity community understand the transitioning military and how they can be beneficial to our local workforce. Additionally, we are identifying what programs are available for transitioning military members who may not have that immediate background in cybersecurity, but if they have an interest, there are programs available through grants, through use of their GI Bill, where they can complete this. Sometimes it's up to a 12-week training course, which would result in some actual certifications like Security Plus and get them on the road to a CISSP. And there are other avenues that they can also go down if that's of interest to them. And so that would demonstrate demonstrate on a higher level that we have a broader basis for developing a cybersecurity workforce here in Colorado Springs from that transitioning military group. So to do that study, we brought in Simon Everett, who we spoke briefly about at the beginning of the program, and Dan Spector, who's the principal. And I'll go in and talk about the second piece of our path, and then I'll let Dan talk about how they are executing down these two lanes. The second one is basically we're doing an economic research within Colorado Springs to determine what is the cybersecurity ecosystem, what type of capacity do we have. And to do that, we are capturing all the cybersecurity assets that we are able to along the lines of those companies that provide products and services, companies that have an inherent cybersecurity presence because of what they do, institutions who are involved in education and training, and also those professional organizations that exist within the community like ISSA and ISC Squared. So we'll take all of that, use that to inform an overall picture of Colorado Springs, and then use, once we've determined that capacity, compare how we rank to other cybersecurity hubs around the country, all of that going to inform a long-term strategic plan for Colorado Springs and where we want to go as a cybersecurity community. So at this point, I'll kick it over to Dan and let him go into a little more detail on those two lanes and how they are executing.
Great. Thank you, Vinny. I think before I dive into further detail, I think it might be helpful for listeners and for the audience to just hear a little bit about sort of our initial impressions of Colorado Springs as a community and as a cybersecurity ecosystem. Because, you know, we, as Vinny mentioned earlier, we are based in the D.C. area, and so we do a lot of work around the country, but I think it would be helpful to just put that all in context about how Colorado Springs cybersecurity ecosystem looks to us coming in from the outside and doing this initial look. The Springs should be really proud of all the tremendous assets that the community has. There are there's a ton of energy and momentum in Colorado Springs around cybersecurity. Just last week, we had the opportunity to attend the National Cyber Symposium at the Broadmoor, hosted by the National Cybersecurity Center. And they had a stellar lineup of speakers from government, business, and academia to highlight key issues facing the cybersecurity community and to shed light on what an asset the city and the state have in the NCC. In addition to that, the Springs has tremendous defense assets, as everyone is aware of, multiple defense installations with significant cybersecurity activity happening at those installations and a strong cybersecurity workforce coming out of those installations. There are, of course, tremendous academic assets in the region, to include Pikes Peak Community College and multiple institutions of higher education that are certified by the NSA, National Security Agency, and the Department of Homeland Security as centers of academic excellence in either cyber defense or cyber operations. In fact, Colorado Springs has more of these certified centers of academic excellence than some states do. So that's really a tremendous asset, the educational resources that the city and the region have. In terms of technology transfer, you have at the Air Force Academy, the Academy Center for Cyberspace Research and the Cyber Workforce Innovation Center. Those are set up to help companies benefit from military and academic resources and vice versa. And then a significant workforce development programs like the Fort Carson Cyber Careers Program and SecureSet Academy and a number of other organizations in the region, and of course there's the work that you're doing over at CTU, Chris, and I could go on and on that for these reasons and a lot more. Colorado Springs is already one of a handful of cities around the country that cyber professionals recognize as a hub for their industry, and in addition to all of that, of course, you have tremendous quality of life assets in Colorado Springs. So I just want to, from our perspective coming in from the outside, the landscape in Colorado Springs is very conducive to the further cultivation of the cybersecurity ecosystem. And what we're trying to do here on behalf of the Chamber is to identify, catalog, inventory, all of those strong assets and work with the Chamber to analyze and then align them so that we can develop an integrated strategy that can further bolster the region's cybersecurity profile, not just nationally, but internationally as well. And I think it's, you know, another initial observation here is that because of the defense community, it has been a tremendous foundation for which that cybersecurity community can be cultivated, and we want to capitalize on those assets and strengthen those relationships with all the military installations in the community. But we also want to cultivate that commercial segment of the cybersecurity sector so that cybersecurity companies can come to Colorado Springs to locate there, to build on that defense-oriented workforce, but also to then service the needs, cybersecurity needs of other sectors like financial services, healthcare, and other non-defense industries. But the bottom line here is that we want Colorado Springs to be and remain front of mind for cybersecurity businesses, professionals, and investors, and I think we really have a lot of the great ingredients to do that. What we'll be doing with our study is to, as Vinny mentioned, work along those two tracks, conduct the economic research, identify, and then also to look at the military, separating military service members who bring those cybersecurity skills into the workforce and into the private sector workforce as well.
All right, so
before we're doing that,
just to
Wow,
Daniel, thanks. That's it's amazing to hear an outside perspective on what our community looks like in comparison to the rest of the country, and I know that you're very involved with that. We'll be right back to talk more about the program after we hear from our sponsors here.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Over 3 million data breaches happen every single day. That's over 2,000 records being compromised every minute. So often, we focus on securing web data access. But what if the attackers are already inside, having gained direct access to your storage through data management software? When it comes to communications that go directly into your storage devices, make SNIA your first line of protection. SNIA's conformance testing limits outdated communications that are known to be used by attackers. It works continuously behind the background to make sure your storage is protected. To find out if your data is truly secure, visit our website at www.snia.org/cybertest.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Vincent, Gretchen, and Daniel about the DoD Office of Economic Adjustment grant for cybersecurity and how we're developing that out. Right before the break, Daniel gave a great synopsis of what they saw from Simon Everett's point of view coming into the community that really sets Colorado Springs up for success in this area. But I'll turn it back over to you, Daniel, and let you kind of move forward into what your approach here is as you go through the analysis of what you're looking at in the community.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that, Chris. So just to get into a little bit more of the details of how we're actually doing this work over the course of the next few months, you can think of our work according to along three tracks. One is desk research. That's us taking a look at all the economic data, all the workforce data that comes from publicly available resources, and trying to analyze, as Vinny said earlier, the cybersecurity capacity of the region. So that will be that will involve segmenting the cybersecurity industry, defining what it is, what it looks like in Colorado Springs, and coming up with some analytic findings from that research. So think about desk research as one track. Another track is stakeholder engagement. That's us working with and talking with community and business leaders, leaders of industry associations, for example, and representatives from the defense installations in the region and universities. About their programming, how their programming fits into the cybersecurity ecosystem, what they see as the strengths and challenges of the cybersecurity ecosystem, and then what we need to do to shore up, to build on those strengths, and then of course address those any challenges that may exist. So our job will be part of it is to kind of catalog all of those strategic initiatives and say, okay, here is where there's alignment, here is where we need to launch a new initiative or repurpose, not necessarily repurpose, but put some effort behind addressing this particular issue. So that's kind of the second track that we're working on. And the third track is to reach out to the entire community via a survey, which will be brief and concise to, again, inform both of those first two tracks. So what does the cybersecurity ecosystem ecosystem look like, and what do cybersecurity professionals, cybersecurity workforce, business owners, investors, what do other people in Colorado Springs, how do they view these issues and what we need to do about them moving forward? So think about the work that we're doing on those three tracks: desk research, stakeholder engagement, and then a community-wide survey. I would ask your audience to expect that survey to come out next month. We will be advertising that, getting that out to the community, so please look out for that. Through the Chamber and EDC, we are gathering contact information for people who might be interested in taking the survey. So if you have not heard from us yet, please, you can reach out to me. You can send me an email at spector@simon-everett.com. And you can also reach out to us through the Chamber and EDC. So if anybody's interested in taking that survey, please do reach out so that we can make sure you have access to it and we can gather your input. We'll keep the survey open for a few weeks. We know it's heading into the holidays, but we want people to complete that as expeditiously as possible so that we can make sure we gather your perspectives and have that integrated into our analysis. So that's a very high-level overview of how we're approaching this, but I'll turn it back to you, Chris, if you have any other questions for us.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is I heard you're going to put out a survey. What types of maybe organizations are you looking for information? Is there a couple of things to say, hey, if an organization does this or has information, is collecting stats or has some input in these areas, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to talk to you. What other types of call to action are you looking for from the community?
Great. That's a fantastic question. We want to cast a wide net. That's the first principle guiding this in terms of the survey, because even if you're not directly part of the cybersecurity sector per se, however you'd want to classify that, you're still affected by cybersecurity issues. So I'll give you examples of people that I think would be interested in completing the survey and sharing their perspectives. If you own a cybersecurity business, you're a manager at a cybersecurity business, you work for a cybersecurity business, we want your perspectives. If you don't work for a cybersecurity business, but let's say you work for a manufacturer, Colorado's got great manufacturing companies, but you have a cybersecurity team that's based in Colorado, we want to hear from you. Because technically, according to maybe some classic definitions of the cybersecurity sector, your manufacturing business might not fit into that classic definition, but you are part of the cybersecurity economy. You hire workers with cybersecurity skills, and we want to understand, hey, why did you decide to put your cybersecurity team here in Colorado Springs? What do you think are the challenges? What do you think are the strengths of the community, et cetera? So in terms of types of organizations we want to hear from, we want to hear from everybody who's either directly involved with the cybersecurity community, cybersecurity economy, or indirectly impacted by it, which is a very wide net, as we all know, because companies that have never been before have never been technology companies before are becoming technology companies, because as we get more connected digitally, everything from a doctor's office to a grocery store is connected to the cybersecurity economy in one way, shape, or form. So we want to cast a wide net, and we want the perspectives of people who are both directly part of the cybersecurity economy and indirectly impacted by it.
Okay. So what's the steps after, you get a survey done? When would we expect to see the first things come out from it? And what would these reports look like? What do they look like for other areas maybe that you've done? That's something I'm curious about.
That's great. In terms of timeline, we are looking at the second quarter of 2018 for information to be released. So we'll have our draft done sooner, but they've obviously got to go through internal review with the chamber and other stakeholders. But I would expect, and Vinny can correct me if I'm wrong, that second quarter of next year is when we'd expect to start having some information out there publicly. So we'll be producing several long reports, but key things, elements of that I think would be interesting for the community to focus on are, for example, an asset map to identify companies that are cybersecurity companies. There's an example of this, I believe it's on the Chamber's website now, identifying companies in offerings that work in and around the cybersecurity sector, but we're going to take that, add to it, and further segment, for example, what the cybersecurity industry looks like. So we'll be able to see, okay, are you a software development company? Are you a network services company? Do you work on encryption technology or something like that? And that will help other people really understand, okay, this is what the cybersecurity ecosystem looks like here from an industry perspective. So that's an example of an output here that we'll be providing. But again, all of these analytic findings will go into informing a strategy that the chamber is developing for the cybersecurity economy.
Interesting. So how many categories of companies working in cybersecurity have you come up with as you've done this for, you know, the past couple communities or years or whatever?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, it's going to be different depending on the community or the nature of the work. So sometimes we want to segment the cybersecurity industry at a very high level, with just a handful of categories. But in Colorado Springs, I think we're going to dig a little bit deeper than that, because your cybersecurity ecosystem is very robust. You've got dozens of companies in Colorado Springs. Many of them are doing quite different things from the next one. So we might have, a number more categories than we might have in other parts of the country doing this work elsewhere.
Yeah.
But we have not, to be absolutely just where we are in the process, we have not settled on a list of segmentation, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'm just curious if you use a couple.
With
10, 20, 30, 50, I was just curious where that would fall.
Sure, no, I don't think we're going to, I wouldn't expect it to be as much as 50. I mean, there's a point at which segmentation becomes, we don't want to overdo it to the point where you've got categories with like one company in it.
Yeah.
but just to give some color to understanding what the industry looks like in the city.
Definitely. Well, Gretchen and Vinny, in kind of pulling things to a close here, anything else that you need the community to think about or be ready for, or you're going to reach out to from the Economic Development Commission perspective or Pikes Peak Community College?
So thanks, Chris. I would like to briefly talk about the third lane that the chamber is executing along, and that's development of a website. It'll be Colorado Springs Cybersecurity website. And that is where we will house all of the results from our work. So that will hold the military separation skills inventory, all the work that Dan and his team are performing along the lines of putting together the long-term cybersecurity strategic plan for Colorado Springs, as well as we want to develop this website as a resource for the community. So there will be resource links anywhere from if your mom and dad at home wondering if your cybersecurity for your home network is secure enough, then we want to have some links out there that will help you to determine that. If you're a cybersecurity worker wondering if Colorado Springs is the right community for you to relocate to, then we want to have some information in there that would help you to answer that question, as well as cybersecurity companies that may be looking to either expand or relocate. We want to show you why Colorado Springs is the right place for you to consider. So all of those things will go into the cybersecurity website, which we plan to roll out about the same time that Dan and his team finish their work in the second quarter of next year.
Well, I look forward to that. Gretchen, anything from you on the Pikes Peak Community College side?
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. The only thing I wanted to add from the Pikes Peak Community College side is that we are expanding our cyber programs, and that if you're interested in learning more about cybersecurity in the education space, please come to our website at ptcc.edu/cyber, and that gives you kind of a full tank full of cyber opportunities both in the community and across the nation to learn about what cyber really is and how you could start your educational journey on that path.
Okay, well, definitely thank to everybody. If there's anything else we have, I would wrap it up here, but if there's anything anybody has thought about in closing, any last comments?
I want to say thank you so much, Chris, for putting this out to the community, and to Vinny and Daniel for their wonderful support of this grant work. You're a great team to work with, and I think the companies will be very impressed with the results in the end, because I think we do have a very productive and engaged community. So thank you again for this opportunity, Chris.
You're welcome, and thank you all for joining.
Thank you. Absolutely. Wanted to say thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, Chris. And I just wanted to mention that we are partnering with a local company, Magneti, in the development of that website, and we're excited about the work that they're going to do.
All right. Good to hear some local companies involved and engaged with this. But thanks a lot, everybody, for joining today. And we'll look forward to seeing the outputs and hearing from you on the surveys and other inputs you need as it moves forward. Feel free to reach out to New Cyber Frontier or Logic Central if you have any further questions or need connected, or the Economic Development Committee. We'll put some links underneath this this podcast so you can link right to the efforts for and the people involved to get a hold of. But thanks a lot for joining today. Have a great day. The views or opinions expressed by me during this podcast are my own and are not those of my employer, Colorado Technical University.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.